From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. United Nations Syria envoy Stéphane de Mistura told the European Parliament Tuesday that he is uncertain about Aleppo's future.
Clearly, I cannot deny this is a military acceleration, and I can't tell you how long eastern Aleppo will last.
The UN says the Syrian government offensive has forced nearly 16,000 people to flee their homes. Thousands more could follow. Britain and France have called for an immediate United Nations Security Council meeting on the recent increase in hostilities. Russia's UN ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, described the call as a propaganda campaign. At least 71 people were killed when a plane carrying members of a Brazilian soccer team crashed late Monday near Medellin, Colombia. Several people aboard the chartered plane did survive. James Bargent is covering the story.
Obviously, everyone's in shock here. I mean, the fact that it's a football team doesn't make it any more or less tragic, but it definitely increases the shock factor.
The team departed Bolivia to play in the final game of the Copa Sudamericana tournament. Rescue efforts were hindered by the mountainous crash site and low visibility. A U.S. general was blaming human error for a coalition airstrike in September that killed Syrian government-aligned forces near Deir ez-Zor. Brigadier General Richard Coe says the coalition thought it was striking Islamic State forces.
The United States is not only the most powerful and most precise military on earth, we are also the most transparent. When we fall short of our high standards, as happened in this case, we acknowledge our mistakes, we learn from it, and that's what we will do after this event.
Spokesman Peter Cook, this is VOA News.